Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Today's guest, Iyanla Van Zandt.
What I call myself, I am a spiritual technician. Anything that has to do with your spirit, your soul, and your mind.
Is there a secret, in your opinion, to overcoming hardships and coming out on the other side?
Well, the first secret is don't call them hardships. My grandmother told me when I started talking about spirit and meditating, she said, oh, you're going straight to hell. So you know what I did? I went out and bought a beautiful dress, so when I get there, I'll be fly.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Cheekies and Chill. I'm your host, Cheekies, and today's episode is about something I'm very passionate about, spirituality and self-help. And our guest today is someone who has been working in the space and helping people for a very long time. So let's jump right into this episode of Cheekies and Chill. Sitting right in front of me today is Iyanla Van Zandt. She's incredible. She has a really interesting story, which we'll hear more about in just a second. But for starters, she's a spiritual life coach, host of the hit show Iyanla Fix My Life, which I love. She's a New York Times bestselling author, and she even has her own podcast. It's called The R Spot. Well, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, for being here. I'm so excited. I have to start off by saying that I'm a huge fan. I have your apps. I have The Awakening. I have Mind Matters. I'm a huge, huge fan. So thank you. It means a lot to me that you're here. So I don't know. Let's start off with your life. There's a lot of things that I didn't know about you. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn. I hail from the nation of Brooklyn, and I am a New Yorker forever. I will always be a New Yorker. I had an older brother. I had an older sister. I was the baby of the family. And so, you know, classic poor black folk upbringing in New York. My grandmother, who raised me from the time I was 5 until I was 11, was a Native American, Chisleki Cherokee, who was passing as black because it was easier for her to be black than it was for her to be a Native American in the late 40s, early 50s. And so she really kind of hid her heritage and her culture from the world. She hid it in the church. She hid it in the way she presented herself in the world. But at home, you know, she taught me so many things about my culture as a woman of color, a native culture, indigenous culture. She told us that she couldn't read.
Okay.
She never went to school, but she read the Bible and she would read the newspaper. And I would say to her, well, if you can't read, what are you doing? If somebody told it to her, she remembered it. And that's how she began to put words together and could do simple sentences. Very articulate. You would never know she was a woman who couldn't actually, well, she says she couldn't read, but she could put simple sentences together. And it was not too long ago, I never saw my grandmother write anything other than numbers. And she knew how to sign her name, but I never saw her write anything other than numbers. She never wrote anything down. And she used to say, you got to have a good memory. I don't have to write things down. I got a good memory, you know.
That's actually better, probably, having a good memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you know that this was your calling? Like, was it, you think, through your grandmother, like having those conversations with her?
Absolutely not. I'm a criminal defense attorney. That's what I went to school. Early childhood education. I spent 2 weeks in a classroom with about 25 kindergartners. And I said, okay, just cut my throat right now. Let me die.
Not for me.
Early childhood psychology and education is my undergraduate degree. And then I went to law school. I wanted to be a nurse all my life. I wanted to wear the white uniform. Years ago, nurses wore white uniforms and they had little hats. But one day in nursing school let me know that I was going to have to dissect a pig, and I left. That was it. I wasn't going to.
You said no.
I got through the frog in high school.
I did too. Know. I was going to tell you that about the frog.
Oh my God. I don't know how I got through that. I remember gagging and retching over the frog, but I was not going to stick my hand down in a jar of formaldehyde and put out a baby pig. That was not ever going to happen in this lifetime. So I left. And I went to law school when I was 32. I graduated from college and I went to law school, and I really thought I was going to be a lawyer. And I wanted to be the black female Perry Mason. Get all my clients off. And as a criminal defense attorney, you spend a lot of time in jail because that's where your clients are.
Yeah, yeah.
And since I had never been arrested, I figured, why am I in jail every day?
Yeah.
And so I left and had no clue what I was going to do. It just kind of unfolded as I was collecting unemployment. And a friend of mine asked me to come in. Would I be willing to teach life skills to women who were being transitioned off of public assistance, which is exactly what happened to me. So I went in and I started teaching life skills. And my first book, Tapping the Power Within, is the workbook that I wrote for the women that I was teaching life skills to. And one step at a time, it just kind of unfolded. I mean, what do I do? What do I call what I do? What do I do that I would have to look for it at a career fair? I don't know. You know, I'm an author. I am a spiritual life coach trained. I am a minister, you know, seminary trained and ordained. What I call myself, because I think it's always best to define yourself and not to try to fit into the boxes that people want to stick you in.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I am a spiritual technician. Mm. If it has anything to do with the human spirit, the human soul, and connection to consciousness, I'm a technician. I have a technology that's going to support you in fixing, healing, repairing, aligning, expanding, growing, healing, anything that has to do with your spirit, your soul, and your mind.
Oh, just right up my alley. That's exactly what I love. You've been through so much since you were 9 years old, you know, and did you ever question maybe God or the higher power, the universe, like, why did this happen to me? Did you ever have that moment?
No, I didn't.
That's great.
I didn't even know. I was raped at 9. I didn't know it was called rape until I was 30.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know. I didn't know what, I mean, it had never happened. I had never seen it. Nobody ever talked about it. You know, as indigenous culture, you don't talk about things like that.
Exactly.
And in the Black culture too, you know, you don't talk about it. That's why so many girls and boys or young women and young men suffer, because this thing has happened and it's horrible and they don't feel free to talk about it. So it becomes repetitive. That wasn't my case. It happened one time I told, and the results of me telling about it were almost worse than if I hadn't said anything, because the results were he called me a liar and nothing else was ever done. Nothing.
Oh, man.
So I grew up believing that it's okay for people to treat me badly. What happens to me doesn't matter. I'm not important. And so those were lessons that I, you know, had to unlearn in my life. And I didn't even, because nothing was ever said, and they don't do, in my era, they didn't do sex education. Mm-hmm. So I was like 30 years old looking at a TV show, and I said, well, that happened to me. Oh my God, I was raped. I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that's what you called it.
Uh-huh.
So as I said, I wanted to be a nurse. Nursing is a healing profession.
Yeah.
Nurses take care of you when you're sick, when you're not well. And that's what I do. I just, instead of doing it to your body, I do it for your soul and your mind.
That's what I love. And you never held any resentment or anything? Like, did you ever feel you had to forgive that person, or it was just kind of like a out of sight, out of mind situation?
By the time I realized that that was not a normal thing to happen, I had to forgive myself for everything that I told myself about it. I'm not important.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to me doesn't matter. It's okay for people to treat me badly. I can't talk about the things that hurt me. I mean, that I did that to myself. Nobody told me anything. So by the time I understood the power of forgiveness and what forgiveness was all about, it wasn't even about forgiving him. Plus, he was dead. I was alive and I was suffering. And that's what I wanted to heal up.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. Forgiveness is a gift for yourself.
Yeah.
It gives you, you know, like the wings to fly and to soar is how I feel. I was actually sexually abused by my father. My dad never admitted to it. He never asked for forgiveness. For a long time, I wanted to hear it. You know, I wanted to hear, yes, I did it. You're not a liar. I'm sorry. He's in jail. He's going to be there for another, I don't know, 17 years or something like that. But now I'm like, you know what? Because of that, the same thing. I would think I was dirty. I'm not worthy. I so many things that happened or I thought. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to forgive you. And I'm also forgive myself for thinking those things and thinking that the things that you said were correct, that I was a liar, you know, so.
Right.
Anywho, do you feel that everything happens for a reason?
Oh, absolutely. I don't feel that. That's universal law, cause and effect.
Yeah.
I think one of the hardest concepts for people to get is that, you know, we come here and that part of us that is alive, that soul, knows what you need to learn, unlearn, what you need to do, not do, knows your purpose, knows your everything. And we're so busy out in the world till we don't go in.
Right.
One of the reasons I can work with almost anybody around anything is because I've been through most of it. So I'm not teaching you from theory and pragmatism. I'm teaching you from experience. And I continue to take it deeper and deeper. Everything is exactly as it needs to be. A Course in Miracles teaches that all things are lessons that God would have us learn. So we're always learning, always learning. Once you get that, it gets exciting. Well, my husband left me. Well, what am I learning today?
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, it's true.
Oh, my eye fell out. Oh, what am I learning about this?
Yeah, that's what I always tell people. I'm like, you know what? You're in a tight situation. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's kind of like exactly that. Like you're going through that to learn something about yourself, about the situation. So, okay, I'm good. I think I'm on the right track.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I have a very odd question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, obviously, but do you drink alcohol by any chance?
I absolutely don't. But let me tell you why. My mother was an alcoholic.
Okay.
So I think I drank so much liquor in the womb, I didn't have to have no more when I got in the physical body. Really.
I have never.
You know, when I was a teenager, of course, you know, everybody goes out and you're drinking. We used to drink sangria with fruit in it. That was
exciting.
Yeah, 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 yeah. but I've never.
It's not your thing.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not my thing. Okay. Now I smoked a lot of happy flowers.
I love happy flowers.
Ooh, baby, I have smoked some happy flowers. When I had my last child, I was 21 years old. It just, you know, it's like it just went away, and I never touched it again. Now it's legal. You know, back then we were buying a nickel bag and hiding it in 52 shopping bags under the bed. Yeah.
And you fix so many people. Like, do you have a life coach? Do you have a mentor or something? Yeah. Someone that helps you out?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I don't know what anybody else says. I haven't helped anybody. What I've done is given people information and support so that they can help themselves. I don't help you.
Okay.
I'm too busy trying to help my own self. Mm-hmm. If you get helped in the process of my healing, good for you.
Good for you.
I'm just trying. What has happened is throughout my healing process, I've taken copious notes, really. I have notebooks and revelations and understandings. Okay. But I have a coach. I have two coaches. I also have what I call a prayer partner.
Nice.
And I have... I don't know what Peter is. Peter is a coach. You know, he's a clinical psychologist, but I don't go to him for therapy. We do coaching together.
Okay.
And then my greatest coaches are those people that I've taught and trained. because they keep me sharp. Mm-hmm. When I'm going off the deep end, they'll say, wait a minute, didn't you teach us? Or don't you know? And when they repeat back to me stuff that I've taught them, I just want to punch them in the throat.
I just want to punch them in the throat. I love it.
Punch you right in the throat. You know, that's terrible when your students are teaching you with what you taught them.
Yeah, so, like, wait, didn't you say this?
Right. No, this is how they usually say it. They say, somebody once told me, and then I know I'm getting ready for the smackdown. So, yeah. But I do have two coaches and a prayer partner.
I need to find myself a prayer partner. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I always say this. I'm not a religious woman. I'm very spiritual. I have a connection with God. I like to meditate. And I feel like that's like my main coach. But I do need someone in the physical world.
That is your religion. If that's what you do, you know, religion is people's beliefs and opinions about God, source, creator, whatever you want to call it. That's all religion is. It's people's opinions and the dogma or the theology that's set up based on the faith path that you walk is what you do based on that theology. Mm-hmm. All religion is about how to get us in relationship with the God of our understanding. So if meditation, yoga, you know, for some people it's Tai Chi. If that is what gets you in connection with the creator of your understanding, then that is your religion. I want people to really get clear about that and stop saying, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I meditate. Uh-huh. Well, then you're religious.
Then I'm religious, yes. My religion is called love and faith.
Right. Okay. Religion, yeah. I mean, love, the greatest religion that there is. You know, I'm getting ready to teach a class. I have a community I call the Spiritual Study Sanctuary. And I'm getting ready to teach a class on how to love the Bible from a metaphysical perspective, not a religious perspective. Because it is one of the most powerful treatises on human development, character development, spiritual development. But because of the way it's been used and weaponized or diminished or just pigeonholed to be about Christianity, people miss the wisdom that is in there. And there's so much wisdom in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if you can help me break something down, because I've tried to put it into words and I feel like I know what this means, but I want to see if you can break it down for our listeners. Actually, I think I heard Beyonce say it. I'm pretty sure it was her. She said, there's a little bit of God in all of us. God lives in me as me. And I tried to tell my grandmother that, and she's a Christian woman, and she didn't understand. She didn't really like it. She was like, no, how can you compare yourself to God? I'm like, no, I didn't know how to explain it. So I want to see if you can help me.
Well, grandma's never going to understand that unless she wants to. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
My grandmother told me forever when I started talking about spirit and meditating, she said, oh, you're going straight to hell.
That's what my grandma told me too. Hell.
And so you know what I did? I went out and bought a beautiful dress. So when I get there, I'll be fly.
I love that.
I just decided I'm not going to be afraid of hell. You see, I was married to a man who beat me every day for 9 years. That's hell. Leaving him at 3 o'clock in the morning with 3 babies and 3 shopping bags. That's hell. So wherever I'm going when I leave this body, wherever I'm supposed to rest, I want to party. So I got me a dress. I'm going to hell. Okay. I'm going to look good.
I love her.
Yes. So the thing is, and that is part of the challenge with religiosity and churchianity. Religiosity says that somebody else tells you about your relationship with the God of your understanding. Most of us inherited the God we believe in. We didn't find it on our own. And then churchianity, where you've got to go and have somebody else tell you how to be in relationship with the God of your understanding. All of that teaches us to pray to an external God.
Mm-hmm.
God is out there. You know, in the Christian faith, it's Jesus. He's on the cross and, you know, he's going to do it for us. And it's such a dysfunctional level of codependence where we're relying on Jesus to help us treat each other nice. We don't do it because we grow the quality in our heart, kindness, loving kindness, compassion. We don't grow this in our heart. We do it because we're trying to please Jesus. You know, that's a little off, I think, to me anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with Jesus. Me and JC are cool. But when you understand what he said, these things I have done, you shall do this and even greater. Well, how am I going to do that? When he said, it is not I, but the Spirit of the Father within me that does the work. When he said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Not by waiting for me to do it for you, but by you learning how to do what I did. What did he do? He prayed a lot. He went away a lot. Every now and then you read in the Bible and say, Jesus went away. I said, uh-huh. I wonder if he was in a vacation club or something, because he was always going. He was always going. Why? Yeah. He went into silence. He went into stillness. He developed his relationship with the God within. It's not me. It's the Father within me that does the work. He said it.
Yes.
So God is not external, whether it's God, divine mind, divine mother, whatever it is that is of your understanding, because the Creator wants you to understand what it is and where it is, who it is, how it is. But grandma, like my grandma, you know, they've been indoctrinated in the matrix of churchianity and religiosity, and they don't have to take responsibility for their salvation. It's on Jesus. If I do what Jesus says, if I do what Jesus wants, then. But now in this new age, this new millennium, the Aquarian age, we're taking responsibility for ourselves, our I am-ness, our souls. And we don't want to pray to an outside God that's not satisfying us anymore, because we're a different breed in this era. Mm-hmm. So yes, the Spirit of God is within me. And those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. In spirit. So we have to understand what spirit is. There's only one spirit. Okay. God is spirit. Spirit. Not a man out there or, you know, and it's so funny that all of us walking around with breasts and vaginas and we looking at a man and say, I'm made in the image and the likeness of gay. Well, is he trans? What? How did I get this? Because the dogma doesn't tell us about the feminine energy and expression of the Creator. So if I had to explain it to somebody, this is what I would say. Take a breath. Focus within. And ask God to reveal itself to you. I'm not going to try to explain the unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
Unexplainable.
Has to. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm not mad at that. I like it. Okay.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's the secret, or is there a secret, in your opinion, to overcoming hardships and coming out on the other side?
Well, the first secret is don't call them hardships. Go okay. back to what we were saying earlier, which is, okay, what am I learning here? Mm-hmm. You know, recently I have, you know, all these modern fandangled doolies. So I have a geothermal heating system so that my house is heated from the warmth of the earth, not from oil or electricity or whatever. And my geothermal heating system went out. The coils went out and whatever. So we're talking about digging down 20 feet in the earth, and that's quite expensive. Well, the day after the geothermal system went out, my stovetop cook thing went out. My stove just wouldn't cook. It wouldn't do nothing. So it's one thing right after the other, one thing right after the other. And the good news is I can buy a stovetop and I can put the geothermal system on a payment plan, you know, and pay it off, you know, and whatever. But not to look at that as trials and difficulties and to say, okay, God, how are we going to get this done? This is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. So what am I learning? I'm learning trust. I'm learning patience. Because at the same time, I went to Chipotle to get my grandson some tacos. And I'm standing in the line and I get to the cash register and the lady says, he paid for your food. I go to the supermarket, to the Starbucks, and I'm standing in line. I get to the register, and she says, you're good. I said, what do you mean you're good? She said, the lady back there paid for your drink.
Oh, my God.
I went to the market yesterday, and I'm standing in line, and the gentleman in front of me, he says, can I pay for what you're getting? I was buying a pretzel from the Amish market. And I said, but I don't even know what I'm getting yet. He said, that's okay. He said, I'm going to give her $20. Get what you want. And then he says to the woman, you keep whatever's left. I was getting a $3 pretzel. And so she got a $17 tip from him buying me a pretzel. You know, so yeah, the wow. heating system's broke and I don't have a stove. And, you know, it's very annoying and blah, blah, blah. But somebody I don't know bought me a pretzel, a Starbucks, and paid for my tacos in Chipotle. You know,
look at
okay,
God.
Okay.
Wow, look at God.
And I got your back. I got your back, boo. I got your back.
I got your back.
We got this. Yeah. Let me handle this. Yes. But if we go into breakdown and hysteria and whining and complaining, that energy in and of itself creates more problems than the original problem. Here's what they taught me. When I say they, I did my master's degree in spiritual psychology at the University of Santa Monica. And I was taught this: how you handle the issue is the issue. But here's the real thing. How you handle yourself as you handle the issue is the real issue.
Ooh.
How you handle yourself. How am I being with myself? How am I speaking to myself? Mm-hmm. How am I talking to myself? What am I thinking about myself? What am I telling myself? How I handle myself as I handle the issue is the real issue. So, yeah, it's important.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've learned so much. I'm assuming the listeners as well. But are there any tips that you have that can, I don't know, I mean, you've given us so many, but something that you feel in your heart right now to tell the listeners, something that, I mean, I'm sure is going to help them.
Well, I think that the universe is saying it to us. It said it to us in 2020 and 2021, go home. Go home. Be still. Mm-hmm. We are so busy between the technology and running up and down the roads, running out, and be still. Go home. And home is where the heart is. And for me, that says, what brings you joy? One of my coaches said something to me about 2 weeks ago that I'm still working on. I had to clutch my pearls. I clutched my pearls so tight, I almost choked myself to death. He said, okay, so you're doing all of that for my ministry. You're teaching this and you're doing this and that. What is the ministry doing for you? What? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would say to people, to be real clear about what you're giving out and what you're getting back.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because we'll spend so much time preoccupying ourselves with what we have to do for the job and the this and the that. But what is that thing bringing back to you? Is it bringing anything home to you? Because home is where the heart is. Corona said, go home. Go home and get still.
Wow.
So if you want to know what all of this giving out you're doing, get still and see what you're getting back. And what I realized was my ministry wasn't doing nothing for me but giving me some more work to do. Mm-hmm. So I had to say, wait a minute, hold up. I got to restructure this. Because I have to get something back from all the giving that I'm doing. That's why those people in the stores were buying everything for giving me back. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got back from my ministry. I got a caramel ribbon crunch, and I got 3 tacos, and I got a pretzel from the Amish. Yay! Can we get bigger?
Yeah.
Can we get some more? Yeah. The other thing I think people need to know is look around in the world right now, whether you're looking at the political scene or you're looking at the economic scene, whether you're looking at, you know, just the level of againstness and meanness. It's just amazing to me. But whatever you see out there, ask yourself, how do I do this? How do I lie? How do I bully people? How do I shut people down? How do I take and not give back? How do I push my way? How do I co-opt people? I mean, because this is what we see out of there. Where's my againstness? Where am I dug in? What's my position? Because whatever your position is, that determines how you're going to see a particular thing. Your position determines your perspective. So if your position is this is wrong, you're going to see it all as wrong. Mm-hmm. If your position is this is right, you're not going to see what is wrong or what could be improved. If your position is I'm right, they're wrong, then you're not going to be even able to see their perspective. So what is your position on anything? Get still and get clear about that. The other thing I would say is anything that you're against, anything you don't like, anything you don't want, anything you complain about, whine about, invite that thing to tea and let it talk to you and find out what's really, really going on. Just let me sit down with my pro-life philosophy, my anti-abortion philosophy. Let me sit down with my democratic philosophy and let me have some tea with it and let me see what it's really giving to me. What's it giving to me? And what is my position on it? It's exciting to me. It's so much work that we need to do on ourselves as individuals to make the world a better place. Then we don't have time for all of the wahala and conflammation. If you just spent some time with you, you don't have time to be on Facebook canceling people.
Canceling and blocking.
On TikTok dancing on the pole. Sit yourself down somewhere.
Take a
look at you, boo.
You're speaking to me. You're speaking to me because I feel like my soul has been telling me to just sit down and be still. And I'm going to take a few weeks off. Because I've been feeling a little depleted. I really have with work, and I feel like I've been giving so much. It's crazy. I'm like, God is speaking to me through you right now. Now, before I forget, the R Spot, talk to me about it. That's your podcast.
What? Oh, yes. Listen, I used to do the R Spot every Tuesday on YouTube. where I would go in and answer people's questions about relationships. Because the truth is, relationships are our salvation. We're in relationship with everything. You're in relationship with people. You're in relationship with work. You're in relationship with the environment. You're in relationship with money. You are in relationship with everything. And a lot of the challenges that I see or have encountered in my work with people over these 35 years is that we have very dysfunctional relationships. Mm-hmm. We have dysfunctional relationships with people, with our lovers, with our kids, with our money, with the world, with God. We have dysfunctional relationships. So the art spot is that place where we come to talk about relationships, all kinds of relationships. I don't care what it is. So because what I learned for myself in my own dysfunction was it, I meant good, but I simply didn't have tools and skills. I didn't. You know, I watched a womanizing father and an emotionally unavailable father and a broken, wounded grandmother raise me, you know, with no, I don't even know what. I think most of the time I was the healthiest one in the house. And then I went into a family environment with a domestic violence, an alcoholic uncle. That's the one who raped me. And silent, dysfunctional aunt who, I could go on and on. But I didn't know anything about relationships other than they were supposed to make me feel good. I like you, you like me, we do the wild thing, we smoke a little happy flowers, and then we pay the rent. Okay, you gonna pay the light bill? Wow. You know, we just talked about happy flowers and rent. We didn't talk about raising kids and light bill and spiritual belief. All of us, it's just crazy. So my intention, because I think intention is the greatest tool we can have, is to support people in developing the skills and the tools required to build healthy, fulfilling, lasting, loving relationships in every area of their life. Somebody accused me of something the other day. They said, well, you call so-and-so a B. I said, no, not me. You will never hear out of this mouth right here. I don't know what you think you heard, but I would never call another sister a B. Never. I would never do that unless we're using it in a context of healing and growing, because that word has a different context for me. But in anger to say that to her, I said, I would never say that. I want women to have a better relationship with each other. I want women to have a better relationship with men. I want men, brothers, you are my sister. You are my sister. So come to the R spot. Let's talk about your relationship with each other, with people, with money, with your pets. Now, how come people treat their pets better than they treat other people?
That's so true.
We got, I don't know how many children hungry in the world, and people are walking around pushing their dogs in a stroller. You could have taken that stroller money and fed some hungry children somewhere with all of the level of food insecurity that we have here. That's just my perspective. I'm ready to shift my position.
Well, you guys heard it here. You guys have to listen to the R-Spot. I definitely am. It sounds right, like exactly what I need in my life. Where can they find you? Share your social media, your website, please.
Yamla.com, particularly if you want to do the How to Love the Bible, a metaphysical interpretation. I'd love to have you. Yamla.com, you can find out about all my classes and everything. Then I have Masterpiece Body Therapy, which is a line of natural body products made with herbs, oils, and African black soap, so that as you clean your body, you clear your energy, because everything is energy.
Right.
And you can hear the R Spot on iHeartRadio, Shondaland Media, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Just put my name in, spell it right, IYANLA, because if not, you're going to get Isaac. I don't know. When people spell my name wrong, what comes up is Isaac.
Yes. I love it.
But any place you listen to podcasts, you can get the R Spot.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I really am. Thanks again. And you guys know we always finish the episode of Chickies and Chill with a motivational quote. Today's quote is, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." That is my quote for you. Thank you so much for staying, for listening. Los quiero mucho y nos vemos en la próxima aquí en Chickies and Chill. Besitos a todos. Do you need advice on love, relationships, health, IMAS? I'm so excited to share with you that my Cheekies and Chill podcast will have an extra episode drop each week. I'll be answering all your questions. Just leave me a voice message con todas tus preguntas y yo te las voy a contestar personalmente. All you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast and record your questions. I can't wait to hear from you. This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Chiquis, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.